And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 24th of January, 2013. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Life is always a tightrope or a feather bed. Give me the tightrope." Edith Wharton, New York City, 1862, many of whose novels have been made into movies, The House of Mirth, The Glimpses of the Moon, The Age of Innocence, all made into silent films around the 1920s. Martin Scorsese directed a film adaptation of The Age of Innocence. In 2000, Gillian Anderson starred in The House of Mirth, directed by Terrence Davies. Edith Wharton came from a wealthy New York family, lived off the inheritance of their real estate banking ancestors. She spent several years of her early childhood traveling around Europe. Family lived around 23rd and Park Avenue in New York City. She felt alienated and adrift in high society. At 23, she married a family friend, a good-looking sportsman named Edward Robbins Wharton, who wasn't particularly fond of books, and she was. Teddy Wharton was manic-depressive, a big spender, and was unfaithful. And it was a long and miserable marriage. Edith Wharton met Henry James in Europe. She became good friends with him. He encouraged her to write about the New York City that she knew so well. And it was Henry James who introduced Edith Wharton to his friend Morton Fullerton, who was an expat journalist, wrote for the London Times from Paris. Edith Wharton fell in love with him. She filled her diary with passages about how their romance made her feel complete. At last, she wrote him pleading letters. And about a year into their affair, when she was in her late 40s, she moved to Paris, where he lived. The affair came to an end in 1911, the year that she published Ethan Frome. She stayed married to Teddy Wharton for a few more years, although they lived apart from each other. She loved living in Paris. She was friends with André Gide, Jean Cocteau. She knew Theodore Roosevelt, F. Scott Fitzgerald. She told Fitzgerald, "To your generation, I must represent the literary equivalent of tufted furniture and gas chandeliers." But she wasn't prim or overly proper. Died in Paris at 75. She was working on a novel called The Buccaneers, about five rich American girls who set out to marry landed British gentry. Spent her last days in bed working on the novel, dropping each page onto the floor so it could be collected later and typed up. Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski, "Cats and You and Me." The Egyptians loved the cat, were often entombed with it instead of with the child and never with the dog. And now here, good people with the souls of cats are very few. Yet here and now, many fine cats with great style lounge about in the alleys of the universe. About our argument tonight, whatever it was about, and no matter how unhappy it made us feel, remember that there is a cat somewhere, adjusting to the space of itself with a calm and delightful ease. In other words, magic persists with or without us, no matter how we may try to destroy it, and I would destroy the last chance for myself that this might always continue. Cats and You and Me, a poem by Charles Bukowski, from The Night Torn Mad with Footsteps, published by Black Sparrow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.